Hello and welcome back. My name is Rabbi Avi Heller, and together we are learning Masechet Megillah. This series of recordings is a joint project of the OU Department of Synagogue Services, OU Torah, and the Daf Shavuot Foundation. We are going to be doing Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Bet, 21b, but we're going to start at the very last line of 21a. The very last line, as you'll notice, there are two diamond dots stacked vertically on top of each other. As we've mentioned before, whenever you have a phrase in between two sets of diamond dots like this, it's a quotation from the Mishnah. So it's introducing a section of the Mishnah that the Gemara is going to talk about. In this particular section, it says, "Kara echad, karu hashnayim yasu," that in the reading of the Megillah, if one person is reading, it's fine. And if two people are reading, it's fine. Meaning if there are two laners of the Megillah who are reading simultaneously, even in one room, everyone can be yotze by listening to them. So that's the discussion that we're going to talk about. So we flip the page. At the very top of 21b, the Gemara comments, Tana, we have a teaching, Masha ain king ba Torah. It's true that two people can read the Megillah, but this is not true in the Torah. So Tanu Rabbanan, our rabbis taught, ba Torah, in the Torah, which means in the reading of the Torah in Shul, Echad kore ve'echad mitargim. One person reads the Torah out loud for everyone, and one person translates the Torah. Now, we don't do this anymore, at least not in most Ashkenazic and Sephardic congregations. In Yemenite congregations, they still do it. They read a verse in the Torah, and then they have someone, often it's a child, but it could be an adult as well, who translates it, reads it in the Aramaic out loud as well. So that was the style. So you would have one person reading out loud, and then one person reading the Targum out loud. Ubilvad, however, that's basically what it means here, Ubilvad, only, Shelo Yehe Echad Kore, that you shouldn't have one person who's reading the Torah, Ushnai Metargimim, and two people Metargimim. If you have two guys translating simultaneously, that's no good, meaning you can't hear, as Rashi points out, Tre Kale Lo Mishtame, you can't hear two voices at the same time, you get confused as to whether or not you can't either can't understand it correctly or you can't distinguish between the two voices. Ubenavi, related to the Haftorah, which as far as I know, even the Yemenites today don't do, but I guess it was a custom at one point, Echad Kore Ushnai Metargim, you can have one person reading the Haftorah and two people translating it, Ubilvad Shelo Yehu Shnayim Korin Ushnai Metargimim, as long as you don't have two people reading and two people translating. In both these cases, there's a little more flexibility in the translation than in the actual reading, but in any case, you still can't have two and two. Uba Hallel, Uba Megillah, and related to Hallel and the reading of the Hallel and the reading of Megillah, Afilu Asara Korin Vasara Matarimin. You can even have 10 people reading simultaneously and 10 people translating simultaneously, and it is still fine. Now, it's an interesting Hallel. Some people, the Gra does not have Hallel here. He takes Hallel out. It is interesting that Hallel is included here. We generally think of Hallel as part of davening, so we would include it, let's say, in Shacharit and Musaf. Here, they're including it in the reading of the Torah and the Haftorah and the Megillah in that style. It is true that when you're saying Hallel, you're reading verses from Ketuvim, although much of davening is also taken from scriptures. But in any case, that's how they include it here. The Gra does take it out. There's another Yisra problem here, which is whether or not Asara Metargamin should be included. There is a debate between Rashi and Tosfot as to whether or not in the Megillah or indeed in any sections from Ketuvim, whether or not there was a translation. Based on the Rashi and Tosfot, it sounds like Rashi didn't think that there was a real Targum to Ketuvim, whereas Tosfot says, of course, there was a Targum for Ketuvim. And we know that there is a Targum for Ketuvim. It's not Onkelos, but it is another Aramaic translation at a different time. The Yavetz suggests that perhaps at that time, at the time when they're discussing it here, the Ketuvim translation had not yet been written. So that's a possibility that it's anachronistic. The other possibility is that what Rashi is simply saying is that even if there was a translation, it wasn't used in Shul, or it wasn't a written translation. There's two versions that are brought. One is that it wasn't a written translation, they just translated it casually. Or the second is that in Shul they didn't translate it. so that when they read from the Ketuvim, they didn't also do a verse-by-verse translation like they did with Torah and the Nevi'im. It could be that Tosfot is thinking about something that was mentioned in a Tosfot on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, that in the Hardah they had a custom to read a section of the Ketuvim at Shabbos Mincha. And so perhaps when they read that section from Ketuvim and Shabbos Mincha, they read it and also translated it, and maybe that's what Tosfot is thinking about. In any case, you can put a parenthesis around the word Basar Matargumin. Some people include it and some people don't. Now, the question the Gemara asks is, my time, well, what is the reason why 10 people can read the Megillah simultaneously? Can you imagine the cacophony of that? Presumably they were trying to read at the same speed at the same time, but here you have 10 people reading simultaneously, and everyone in that room can be yotze. Either they can focus on one guy, or they're able to hear it somehow, no matter what. What's the reason why we allow them to do this? And the answer is, so the answer is, they bring three verses where the word over is used in the sense of happening right before. Amar of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak says, Amar Kra, there is a verse in Shmuel Bet, Vayaras Achimas, Achimas is running, Achimas is going to report a death, the death of Avshalom. Vayaras Achimas, Derech HaKikar, Achimas ran the way of the court of the center square. Vayavor et hakushi, and he passed over. That's usually what vayavor would mean, and it's the language that we use in modern Hebrew too. Laavor et hakushi means to cross the street. So he passed over the Kushi, the Ethiopian. So here it means, though, the way they're understanding it is that he arrived before the Kushi. So by passing over him, he got there earlier. In other words, it means he arrived before him. Abaye amar mehacha. Abaye says from here. Behu avar lifnehem. This is a pasuk in Bereishit, and it's referring to Yaakov, who has set up his wives and his children to appear before Esav. And then it says, behu avar lifnehem, and he crossed over before them. So we understand that language, avar, to mean that he went ahead of them. And that's a little tricky because you actually have the word lifnehem here. So you don't need avar to mean lifnehem, but it means he was immediately before them. The ibaitim, a mehacha, and alternatively a third source, it's from this verse, which is in Micha, Vayavor Malkam Lifnehem, and their king went out before them, Vashem Berosham, but Hashem was at their head. So again, you have the word Lifnehem here as well, but the same context is that it is refers to motion that is right before something else. So here we have a blessing that is said, Over La Asiyatan, means passing over right before you do the mitzvah, you say the blessing. Okay, we continue on. Lifaneha mai mevarich. What is the blessing that you say before you read the Megillah? Rav Sheshet mikatarhia. Rav Sheshet from this place, Katarhia. Ikla lekamid Rav Ashi. He went in front of Rav Ashi. Ubarich, and he made the following blessings. He made the blessings manach, which is an abbreviation for three blessings. So manach, each letter of manach stands for one blessing. The first one, the mem, stands for Mikra Megillah. I'm not sure if it stands for the Mikra or the Megillah, but maybe Megillah. So the first blessing is Al Mikra Megillah. The second blessing, Nun, stands for Nisim. So it's She'asa Nisim Lavotenu Bayamim Ahem Batman Hazeh, which we say both on Hanukkah and Purim. And the third one, which is the Ches, stands for Shehachiyanu. I don't know why it doesn't say a Shin or whatever, but it doesn't. So that Ches is for Shehachiyanu. So Mikra Megillah, Sha'asa Nisim, and Shechiyanu. Those are the three blessings you say, which is actually how we do it in common practice. La'achareha mai, what's the blessing that you say after the Megillah? Mivarech, you make the following blessing. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Hakel, now notice that is in parentheses. There is a dispute among different authorities. The Rif includes Hakel, and you'll notice probably in most Megillahs and most Sidurim, they put it in parentheses. Some have the custom to add the word Hakel, and others just skip that word and go on to Haravet Rivenu. He has fought our struggles. Vadanat Inenu, he has judged our judgments. Vano Kemet Nikmatenu, he has taken vengeance for those things we needed vengeance for. Vanifarlanu Mitzarenu, he has collected for us from our enemies. Vamshalem Gimul Lecholei Venafshenu, and he has repaid upon them the just due of all of the enemies of our lives. Baruch Ata Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, Hanifra L'Yisrael Mikol Tzareihem, who takes payment for Israel from all those who make them suffer. Rava Amar, Rava says, Hakel HaMoshiach, that you should also say the God who saves. Amar Rav Papa says, and this is often Rav Papa's strategy, Hilkach Memrinu L'Tarvi, let's say both of them. So in fact, the matter is, we say the blessing, Baruch Ata Hashem, HaNifrad L'Yisrael Mikol Tzareihem, Hakel HaMoshiach. So we add in both the version of Rava and the original version as well. We add them both together. And that is the blessing that we say afterwards. There is a discussion in the halacha about whether or not one ought to say the blessing afterwards if you're having a private Megillah reading. Certainly, if you have a minyan and you're reading in shul, you say blessing after, before and afterwards. That is our custom, so we have the custom to read it. The question is whether or not that custom applies to private Megillah readings as well that did not have a minyan. There are some who do say the blessing afterwards and some who do not. We're going to stop our recording there and we'll continue in our next recording with the end of Chaf Aleph Amud Bet. Have a wonderful day.